Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed this week. Graduations for area schools kick into high gear today. West Columbus honored the class of 2025 on Friday. Most other area schools are today. Whiteville High School's graduation ceremony is scheduled for 9 o'clock at Legion Stadium. Thomas Academy at Lake Waccamaw will also say farewell to its students starting at 9. South Columbus will hand out diplomas at 10. East Columbus will walk the stage at 3 p.m. If your student attends a county school and you're unable to attend graduation, you can watch the live stream on the Columbus County Schools Facebook page. Speaking of schools, parents of Whiteville primary second graders turned out big Friday to honor their rising third graders on their last day at Whiteville Primary. We have several photos at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Fairbluff has their first Saturday market today. It's going to be from 7 until 11. And the cool part is now they're having a livestock swap going along with it. There'll be eggs, chickens, goats, cows, ducks, and more up for grabs this morning. Regular vendors can set up at 8 o'clock as well if you're not interested in adding to your livestock. Crafters, yard sellers, flea marketers, bakers, and gardeners have got all kinds of good stuff out there. Again, beginning at 8 o'clock. For more information, call 833-4772. Congratulations are in order for Charlie N. Hewitt, Whiteville High School. Hewitt is a 2025 recipient of the Trooper Kevin Connor Spirit of Community and Leadership Scholarship. She is a senior at WHS and plans to attend Methodist University this fall to double major in Criminal Justice and Forensic Science. The Columbus Baptist Association needs your help to prepare for the arrival of Mission Serves. There will be more than 300 teens and their leaders who are coming to Columbus County. They volunteer their time and labor to help out in the community. The CBA needs donations of bottled water, Gatorade, and Powerade to distribute to the kids while they're out there working in that hot summer sun. Donations can be dropped off Monday through Wednesday from 8:30 to 4:30 at the association office. That's at 208 South Thompson Street in Whiteville. Now, if you have a large number of items to donate, pickup can be arranged. Just give them a call at 910-642-2155. Our heroes this week are some of my favorites. They're personnel from three different departments, the Sheriff's Office, Animal Protective Services, and Whiteville Rescue. Deputies in Whiteville Rescue responded to a suspected overdose call last week and discovered both a man and his puppy unconscious and unresponsive. They used Narcan on both the puppy and the man and transported them to Columbus Regional. The man is recovered, the puppy is recovered as well, and she is a favorite guest at the animal shelter where she is up for adoption. Columbus County Beekeepers will be having their monthly meeting on June 12th at 7 p.m. Barry Chadwick will be the speaker at the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Office. Everyone is welcome. The meeting will be held at 45 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. The Fatherless Roads book launch will be held Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. at Vineland Station in Whiteville. The book was written by Brad Wilder, and it is about families who are impacted by the loss of a father. Wilder is a motivational speaker, author, police officer, and community leader right here in town. This is the fourth book in his wildly inspirational series. Tickets are free. Just go to this story in the good news and follow the link. Columbus County Farmers Market will be hosting the Hoedown at Sundown on June 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the market. The evening will include music, dancing, food and food trucks, games, a photo booth, and more. Cost is $15 for couples, $10 for adults, and $5 for kids 10 and under. The Farmers Market can be found at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. It's open every Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. There's someone new in the ranks at the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Nicholas Barone was sworn in last week. He will be in the patrol division. Also, Investigator William Meeks has been sworn in as the official counterfeit investigator for the county. He'll be looking for trademark infringement cases as well as handling fake money reports. Make sure to check out our Good News tab throughout the week. We'd love to hear about all the great things happening around you, whether it's a birthday party, anniversaries, promotions, a special family surprise, little kids with big fish, church news, club news, you name it. If it makes you smile, we've got room for it in the good news. And remember, we have our ever-growing Vacation Bible School tab at ColumbusCountyNews.com. If you would like to have your VBS times and dates listed, it's always free. Just email them to us and we'll take care of it for you. Email thegoodnews at ColumbusCountyNews.com or my dear friend, my right arm, Crystal Faircloth at ColumbusCountyNews.com. You can call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville between 10 and 5. If the blinds are open, we are open for business, and we always love visitors. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.